The Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Silk Ties are riding high. Silk Ties are a five-piece male Devon-based vocal harmony group that are storming the local music scene. Their debut single, Riding High, is available for pre-order from the 6th of October, with downloads and streaming from all platforms from the 22nd of October. Support local music. Follow Silk Ties on Facebook and Twitter to keep up to date with gigs.
You're listening to Vectors Radio FM 104.6, and I'm very pleased to be able to say that we are going to have a chat with Greg. Greg is, you may have just heard the jingle there. They've got a new single coming out on October the 22nd, and it's quite a big project, and we're going to find out more about it. So first of all, let's welcome Greg. Now, Greg, is it Panel or Panel?
It's Panel. Hi, Ian. Yeah.
See, that's one thing you should change, because that sounds... I mean, I'm doing a bit of a Del Boy here. I think you should go for Panel, because it sounds sexy.
I know. It was Bucket or Bouquet, but I'm definitely Bucket. No, it's Panel.
Now, you are one part of Silk Ties. Tell us about Silk Ties.
So, yeah, Silk Ties was put together by our manager, Mark Nixon. His sort of vision was a five-piece, all-male vocal harmony group. What he wanted was a group of lads, basically, middle-aged, working kind of lads who live fairly close to each other. We all live down in the down in Snoozy Devon, down in Cornwall. And on the corner, Cornwall border, and he just basically wanted to use the material that we've got and just create something special and something new.
Well, look, people now on the Isle of Wight are looking at the radio, thinking, "Well, what's this got to do with the Isle of Wight?" Well, a lot actually, because the songwriter is from the island. Do you want to tell us a little bit more about the songwriter?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Mark, our manager, he came up with this idea, as I said, and we got together, and he said, "Look, I've got this material. I've got some new material that's been written specially for us." And the songwriter is a guy called Simon Whitworth, who I believe is local to the Isle of Wight, and he has written this awesome song. I mean, we're absolutely overwhelmed with it, and we've managed to put it together and produce this debut single called Riding High. And yeah, we're so overwhelmed with it. It's just got such a great beat, and Simon is a very, very talented guy. We're lucky to have him.
Well, do you know what? He's we've done a few interviews with Simon over the last 12 months, and I'll be honest, he must be really prolific at the moment, and reaching a point in his career where he is just everything he touches just comes out as fabulous. Some of the stuff that he's done over the last 12, 18 months is just fantastic, and it's on in the car quite a lot. So, but this song was sent to me. Mark sent this song to me, and I thought, okay, let's give it a play, like you do. And I stopped what I was doing. I turned it up and then played it again and thought, I like this. This is really, really catchy. And it's a really, really good song. I love it. And I really hope you get the success that you want. But what is a success these days when recording music? I mean, years ago, we used to know, if you were a big artist or if you were an artist, the hope was to get into the charts. What's the hope these days? Because the charts don't really seem to mean much.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really interesting question, and I'm, to be honest with you, I'm pretty new to the music scene with this kind of affair. I mean, what we really want is just people to listen to our music, like our music, and just share the word, really. I mean, we quite where we're going at the moment, it's because, I mean, we've only, as a band, we've only been together for just over 3 months. So it's really early days. We've managed to get this single recorded, and it's been produced by Guy Page, who's from Studio 5A. I believe he's on the Isle of Wight as well.
Yeah.
He's done a fantastic job. So at the moment, the world is a oyster, and we really, really hope that genuinely hope that people like our sound, and just play our music. You know, I mean, to hear it on the radio is just amazing. So we're just pleased with wherever it goes, to be honest.
Well, that's a good feeling, I guess, these days, because you've got to be happy with what you're doing. And I'd say again, the song sounds fabulous. Just describe the type of, you know, the style that it is.
It's very strange. A few people have asked me this question, and I mean, we've used sort of influences from all over the place, and because there are five of us, we've all come from all walks of life. You know, none of us do the same job or anything like that, and we've all kind of brought our own feel to the song. I mean, obviously Simon's written the song, and we've used the backbone of what he's produced, but we've added in our own harmonies and just brought a sort of a fresh feel to it, I believe. I mean, we've listened to artists like Fleetwood Mac and various different groups like that, but I think it is quite unique. I believe that especially with our voices that blend so well. I think it's a really unique sound.
Well, when I was listening to it, I'm pretty sure I was sort of listening to it first of all, and I was kind of concentrating on other things. And as I said, I stopped because I thought I heard Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that's the first time I've heard that. I'm not sure. I'd have to have a listen with Paul McCartney in my head.
Well, I just hang on a minute. Is that Paul McCartney? And I thought there was bits of it that sound Beatles-y, and I thought, wow, that's great, or Paul McCartney-ish. You know, 70s maybe.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I mean, so, as I said, and I keep repeating, I mean, Simon's just done such a great job of with this song, and he's just such a talent. I mean, his music knowledge must be so vast, because I think he generally has pulled in so many different genres and thoughts and ideas into making this song what it is. So yeah, it's pretty special.
So how did it come about when you went into record? Was Simon there? Were you all in the same studio? Was he there with you, or did you know, the situation, you know, we've had COVID, we're getting over it, and people are now being together and so on and so forth. But so how did it, was it a normal recording, or was it like someone was here and someone was there and so on?
No, unfortunately, Simon wasn't with us at the time of recording. We'd had a lot of contact from him prior to that, but I don't think he could get across. But the recording, we recorded the track up at 13 Sound Studios in Weston-super-Mare. It was absolutely awesome, and like to thank Ken Linton and his son Charlie for setting up the recording for us. We all met. I mean, fortunately, you know, we actually met as a group in COVID and in lockdown, so we'd not actually all met each other in person, and we were sort of in a band. It was very strange, but we were fortunately, you know, as restrictions lifted, we were able to meet up, get together, get cracking with this song, and the recording went really, really well, and we're really pleased with it. And I believe Simon was absolutely itching to get involved and to listen to what we were able to produce. So.
Well, I mean, he's a really lovely fella. Hopefully we can talk to him at some point, and hopefully talk to other members of the Silk Ties. But, you know, you're on at the moment. So tell us a little bit more about the rest of them. Who have I got to be wary of?
So, yeah, absolutely. I think all of them, to be honest. We're a bunch of likely lads. But so in the group, we've got myself, and we've got Ryan, we've got Ty, Gareth and Shah, and that's the five of us. And we're, as I say, we're all middle-aged guys. We're all working for a living, and we've got families. And we live within a sort of 20-25 mile radius of each other, so we're able to meet up regularly. We've got a rehearsal spot down in Plymouth where we live, and we just get on. I've known Ty and Gareth for a few years. You know, we've worked together previously on different projects, but the other guys I've not met before. But we instantly gelled, and we've formed a true friendship based on what we're doing, and it's absolutely magic.
Well, I wish you all the luck with the song. I mean, is it a single? Can it just be downloaded, or is it a single? Do you get something, some hard copy yourself when it's actually released? I know it's released on the 22nd of October, and you can pre-order from now. But do you actually get like a hard copy?
At the moment, I'm aware that on the release date of the 22nd, it's going to be. You're able to download from all major streaming services, such as Spotify or whatever. And I'm not entirely sure what the situation is regarding the whether we're going to get a hard copy. I hope so. I'd like to get it on vinyl, to be honest.
I mean, how brilliant would that be? I mean, that's what we used to have years ago, and that's the one thing that old guys like me. I know you said middle aged, and I'm probably through middle aged, and your idea of middle age is probably totally different to mine. But you know, I grew up thinking if ever I was like recording a single and releasing a single, I'd want a hard copy of it because an MP3 just doesn't do it for me.
No, I totally agree. I'm going to be pushing to get this done on vinyl because it's something that's going to definitely go on my wall at home.
Well, good for you and good luck. And it leaves us to do now is to introduce the song. I can't wait to play it again.
Thanks, everyone, for listening and tuning in. But I just want to introduce our debut single, The Silk Ties, and this is Riding High.
Gotta make a move to be the person I should be. There's a light shining bright. It's always missing me.